Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The once mighty construction giant Murray & Roberts is to be finally wound up. A massive victim of the COVID pandemic, Murray & Roberts was hit hard by travel restrictions and the disruptions caused by lockdowns and has been rendered commercially insolvent, with the board of directors recommending it be voluntarily wound up and sold to a consortium of investors, including Differential Capital. The group announced a loss of 1.38 billion rand for the 6 months to December 2024. And Donald Trump has signed an executive order aimed at relaxing rules that limit water flow through showerheads, all because it makes it harder for him to properly wash his hair. The order repeals restrictions put in place under former Democrat presidents Barack Obama and Joe Biden on the number of gallons per minute allowed to flow through showerheads. Water pressure is a personal issue for Trump, who has long complained about low flow showerheads. He says merely drip water, making it hard for him to wash his hair. Despite the 90-day hold on the majority of tariffs announced 2 weeks ago, the fear of a global economic slowdown saw another day of sell-off on Wall Street, pushing the Dow down 2.5%, the S&P 500 down 3.5%, and the Nasdaq down 4.3%. London's FTSE was up 3%. The JSE riding some optimism from a government of national unity still intact, and the 90-day tariff pause, the all-share in the top 40 up 4.5% to 86,042, and 79,092 respectively. Asian markets following the Wall Street sell-off, with Tokyo down 4.2%, Hong Kong down 0.33%, and Sydney down 1.3%. The Rand steady this morning at 19.36 to the dollar. It's 25.24 to pound sterling and 21.93 to the euro, now at 1.13.27 to a weaker dollar. Gold is at $3,219, platinum at $937, Bitcoin $80,553, and a barrel of Brent crude now $62.94.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.